Hi, this is a follow visit for Anitra Carter, A-N-I-T like Tom, R-A-C-A-R-T-E-R. Data services 8/13/2024. The date of birth is 8/13/1976. And date of accident is 7/11/2023. Where the patient was a restaurant driver and hit as T-bone passenger side on 7/11/2023. The patient was traveling alone and he started feeling severe pain in the area of the neck, mid-back, lower back to the tune of 9 and 10. Chest pain was reported due to the airbag. Severe pain in the left shoulder and the right shoulder, both knees was reported. Severe contusion in the right breast, right leg, and ankle was present. Patient also reported a numbness, tingling of the third, fourth finger, and also first and second toes, both sides of the legs. A lot of contusion was there, legs were swollen initially, and the patient was first seen on 7/19/2023, a week after the accident. The patient was placed on conservative treatment. Various MRIs were ordered. Physical therapy was began. Laser treatments were provided. The patient was found to have following issues in the MRIs. There was a severe pain in the left hip initially, but it was found to be a negative MRI for any evidence. The MRI for the knee, left knee, was found to be completely negative also. MRI of the brain showed a TBI with a non-specific subcortical paraventricular white matter densities. And in the right shoulder, patient was found to have a supraspinatus intraspinal tendinosis with low-grade interstitial insertional tearing involving the posterior infraspinatus tendon, and also AC joint arthrosis and small amount of AC joint fluid. In the left shoulder, patient was found to have a supraspinal tendinopathy with degenerative changes of AC joint and subacromial bursitis and biceps tenosynovitis. Cervical spine MRI showed a herniated disc at C4-5, C5-6, and lumbar spine MRI showed a ligament of flavum thickening, bulging disc, L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, along with facet hypertrophy, and encroachment of L5 nerve roots bilaterally with bilateral neurofibromatous stenosis. Thoracic spine was found to be completely normal. The patient has been provided with four injections for the lumbar spine epidural, and that has brought her significant relief. Patient has not been provided with any shoulder injection as of yet, and is being now requested and informed to come for the injections. The patient had missed several appointments and was readmitted for further treatment. And she could not make it to the office and had a difficult time coming due to the transportation problems. Currently, patient is reporting that she is 75% improved. Her daughter is helping her. She had minor seizures and blocked out recently and was being seen at a hospital as well as at a neurology office. The headaches still remain severe, TBI is present, and patient is being treated by the neurologist of her choice at Insight. She's also seeing a psychiatrist for depression and anxiety and panic. She's also seeing a counselor for psychotherapy. Currently, her pain is located to the left shoulder, which is not moving beyond 100 degrees. and right shoulder is quite improved, much less pain, to the tune of 3 to 4. Left shoulder is 7, and neck pain and lower back pain is 9, with slight radiation to the left hip and left upper thigh, mostly on the lateral part, but not going down below the knee. There is no issue of numbness of the hands, fingers, or toes, or feet. Overall, the pain is 9. ADLs are affected 9. Patient reports improvement from 30% to 50%. And please review the records for the ADL for system review, as well as for additional issues, substance abuse, and compliance history. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 137 over 92, pulse 74, pulse oxygen 100. The rest of the exam remains the same from a previous visit of 7/31/2024, dictation number 0812-029. Please make sure that all the confusion that the patient initially had at the left, at the right breast, and the right ankle and feet are all healed up. The chest pain is completely gone. There is no tenderness, and chest expansion is normal. Breath sounds are normal. Positive findings are located only to the left shoulder, where the range of motion is 100 degrees, with positive Hawken-Kennedy test, positive near test, positive anterior and posterior apprehension test. For the cervical spine and lumbar spine, findings remain the same as described before in the previous exam, dated 7/31/2024, dictation number 0812-029. Other than that, there are no changes. Please also do not type the musculature examination is normal. No muscle spasms are present. Musculoskeletal examination is the same as previous one. The patient is recommended to have injections to the left shoulder to bring relief and healing, and for the lumbar epidural steroid injection, that will be booked for her tomorrow. Thank you. The patient is provided with medications, which are given on the last visit: Mobic, Acifex, Zoloft, Nerontin, Furoset, and Lidocaine ointment. So far, patient is stable and progressing well. Physical therapy is continuing. That has been ordered to continue 2 times per week, and with laser treatment. And she's provided with Narcan over 325 mg for 15 days, 30 tablets for pain relief. Her meds were reviewed, labs were reviewed. Patient is in compliance and has been ordered a new lab also. Thank you.